2 weeks ago, our program featured a commentary by Alyssa Eli about how watching her daughter play volleyball briefly seemed to halt the relentless passage of time. Several listeners posted comments about that essay at onlyagame.org. One who identified herself as Swim Mom wrote, "Feel free to enter the name of any of the sports our daughters choose. For me, it was swimming. The emotion of wanting these beautiful moments to last is achingly strong. I think I miss it as much as my girls do." Mike Pengito was among the many listeners responding to Jason Albert's story on adaptive skiing in Oregon. "I heard it on KCUR in Kansas City," he wrote on our Facebook page, "and I enjoyed it tremendously. Thank you." We also heard from a number of people who've been running successful adaptive skiing programs for years in various other places. Now for the veritable landslide of responses to our story 2 weeks ago about hula hooping. Carrie Whitney, who identifies herself as a hardcore athlete, wrote, "Never in a million years would I have thought I would be teaching hula hoop fitness classes, but I love it, and I get an awesome workout." Jocelyn Gordon wrote to inform us that the hoop community is ever expansive, kind, and innovative, and Leslie Logus, who is Hoopnautica certified, writes that she lost 25 pounds in her first 6 months of hooping. "On a really bad day," she says, "I can go to the gym and hoop for an hour and leave feeling like a different person. Hooping is good for the soul." Last week on Only a Game, we learned of a registry of baseball-related statuary throughout the U.S., and I invited you to let us know about sports-related art with which we might not be familiar. Among the Facebook posts in response was one from David Hollis, whose favorite is, quote, "a large ball in tribute to John McGraw in the tiny hamlet of Truxton, New York." Andy Vinciquerra visited the Facebook page as well to remind everybody of the statue of Johnny Padres pitching to Roy Campanella outside the Hall of Fame, and he went on to speculate that there may someday be a statue of former Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar in Cleveland, given how popular he is there. Visit onlyagame.org and tell us what you think of the stories on the show. You can leave a message on the listener line, 617-353-1860. And you can follow us on Twitter and find us on Facebook at Only a Game Radio, where you can suggest a statue of your favorite, relatively under-celebrated sports-related worthy.